Evening is case number 12,539. Russell and Iris Hobbs seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Section 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Keenwick Road within the Keenwick subdivision. The 911 address is 38153 Keenwick Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR, Medium Density Residential Zoning District. The tax parcel is District 533, map 20.09, and parcel 75. Furthermore, I would note that the applicant is requesting a 0.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for an existing dwelling, a 1.6-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for an existing porch, a 4.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for a proposed porch and addition. And additionally, I would note for the record that we have received to date two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. If you would please be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Iris Hobbs, 38153 Keenwick Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for giving me this opportunity. We bought our home about 15 years ago when we were nice and young, and we're realizing now that we're not able to age in place. Our current mechanical storage room is only accessible from the outside, so we have to go out our front door and go out. Summer times, it's great. Winter times, rain, it's very, very difficult for us. So we are asking, pardon me, I'm not used to doing this. We are asking for an additional 5 feet setback, staying within the Keenwick setback of 25 feet for our safety and accessing some of the mechanicals of our home and our storage area. Currently, again, we can only access this from the outside, which is not practical. This extension will also make our home in line with the others, so there's not that zigzag plan. We currently have these big, ugly metal doors, which obviously will be removed, a nice window, new siding, so it'll be aesthetically pleasing for the whole neighborhood. Our neighbors on both sides have agreed to this. They used to call our house the Pizza Hut House because it was dark brown and square. So we've made many improvements, and we'd like to continue to do so. And again, it'll make our home safer for us.
I feel like you've gone through most of these criteria.
Like I said, we do have a letter from Keenwick as well.
Yes, if you would, please. You added to this, and you sent this to the county, your request for a variance, the criteria. Could you go through each of them?
I did.
I thought you...
Oh, would I go through more? I thought that was kind of replicate of what I wrote, because...
More so four and five.
Four and five, okay. Because reading it, I kind of felt like I was duplicating. Yeah, four. The extension will be in line with the other homes on either side of ours. Other homes are closer to the road than ours are. We'll make the front of the home conform with the others and give it more curb appeal. This will actually improve the home's character and improve the look of the neighborhood. Our neighbors on both sides have approved this plan and agree it will improve the community. Copies of the letters are attached. I think one I had attached, and I think the other was sent in. We will be removing the doors and installing a large window to match the other side of the home. Again, this will make our home safer by having additional egress out of the house in case of fire and peril. After speaking to several builders, to be able to access the inside, we need to extend out. The room that it'll be going into is very small. It's a laundry room, and we'll be breaking through that wall and extending it out. So in order for the mechanical systems and all to be placed, we do need to extend it out, have the footers and, you know, placed around it. We're not looking to expand the living space in the home, just our mechanical area, laundry room, to make it safe for us.
Any questions from the board?
Mr. Sharp?
Did I hear you say your laundry room is in there as well?
No, our laundry room is in the house, but that's the wall we're going to be breaking through. It goes up against our mechanical room.
So it's like hot water heater?
Yeah, hot water heater is in the house, but our like water systems and all are all outside.
And do you have flooding problems in the rear yard at all?
No, we're one of the few that do not have any problems whatsoever. Our deck and dock is higher than some of the others.
And did you guys build the house or did you buy it?
No, we bought it in 2008 when we purchased it. The previous seller had to get a variance for like, I think, 0.8 of a foot or something from the front. I have that paperwork if you want to know specifics.
No, okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
You do have a deck in the back, though, that would hinder you putting anything back there.
Correct. Correct. And this makes the most sense economically because the structure is somewhat there rather than having built it an entire thing.
Any more questions?
And it looks like you have approval from the building committee?
Correct. That was included in the packet. We did all that before we came here.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition of this application, please dial 5-star. There's no one on the line who would like to make a comment at this time.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12539 for Russell and Iris Hobbs. For the requested variance pending a final written decision, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12539 has been approved.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good evening.